It may look like an ordinary apartment building, but for 67-year-old Helen, it's the home she never had. Before coming here 3 years ago, she spent years cycling in and out of jail as she struggled with addiction.
Life before here, before Fortune Society, for me, was hell. It was nothing but darkness. Since I've been here, I've been drug-free, and I don't ever want to turn back to that life.
That life is how many end up here, sleeping in subways and living on the street. And with scenes like this becoming more common in cities across the country, elected officials have been calling for drastic action.
My first act as mayor will be to declare a state of emergency on homelessness.
From Los Angeles to Washington, D.C. to New York.
Here in New York, the mayor has called for more aggressive policing of the subways, forcibly removing people with obvious signs of mental illness or drug addiction and taking them to the hospital. But advocates for the homeless say treatment alone won't be enough.
Stanley Richards helped establish Castle Gardens, the complex where Helen lives.
You have to have places for them to go. And when they get on their medication and they stabilize, they need a safe home to go to. They need to be part of a community.
All of the units here are affordably priced with mental health and addiction services offered on site. Over half of the tenants here are formerly incarcerated, and many are employed in the building.
3, 2, 1.
New York officials who broke ground on 326 more affordable units earlier this year admit thousands more are needed. But attempts to build on another site have been met with resistance by neighbors who, at this community meeting, expressed concerns about their safety or property values. Still, advocates say there's evidence such facilities benefit the entire community.
The alternative is jail or prison or rotating from emergency rooms to jail cells. The alternative is humanly damaging and inordinately expensive. So it's a cost-effective intervention for the minority of people who can't live effectively on their own.
New York officials have acknowledged meeting the demand will be difficult, and even if successful, for many, it will be too late. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.